Michael Mosman, so if you don't fall in Moto One, like, and you're out front and things are looking good and you're crushing it, maybe your whole day goes differently. Like, maybe just something like that puts you off into where you did today. I mean, you certainly had speed, you certainly look good, but what could have been, right?
That's a, yeah, first of all, thanks for the compliment. Yeah. I appreciate it. I had speed. Yeah, so tough, you know, so tough to deal with days like this when you have everything it takes and you don't get it done. That's a tough pill to swallow. But I got to continue to work and continue to hang my hat on that I have all the pieces. Yeah. And it's all going to come together one of these days. And just putting solutions in place, really, to stay engaged in racing when I'm out front and stay engaged in what I'm doing every lap, every second. Think about this culture as a general principle. It's like, it's hard to keep someone's attention for, you know, 30 seconds, let alone 30 plus minutes. So it's not easy, but we're not going to rest till it's solved.
I always think to myself, like, you can't teach what you have, or it's harder, or it's easier to get you to figure out how to make less mistakes than it would be to teach a guy to pass dudes for the lead, right? Like, I think that I'd rather have that one if I'm Will Hahn or Tyler Keefe, right?
Yeah. No, I think, and people get hired based off speed, yeah, not off, not off fitness, not off necessarily, yeah, consistency. I don't know what Kitchen got today, but he won last week. Yeah. And so it's like, yeah, I mean, he's going to have a ride for a good long while, you know?
Well, I'll remember that moto.
Yeah. And so, you know, you get hired off potential. So I think it's a good thing. And, you know, Chase Sexton's a guy who has had similar issues. And, you know, there's a lot of guys who have been in this season where they have everything, yeah, and it just takes a little bit. So, yeah, got to sharpen up.
That corner where you fell, we didn't really see it on TV too well. Was it anything that was giving you problems? Was it anything that was an issue? Like, was it just like a Sexton tip over from Lakewood, kind of, right?
Very much just a tip over. I did it both motos, though, so that's not cool. Okay. So you can rename the corner after me, is what Jay was saying, my mechanic. But the second moto, it just caught me out. It was just kind of a little bit washy, and I trusted a little bit too much, watched the front end. It's like those ones where they happen before you know it, kind of thing. Yeah. So I don't, you know, I got to take credit and responsibility, but that one's easier for me to swallow than the other one. The other one, I was in the lead is like fresh air, and I felt like I had almost get too relaxed. And one of the things that I am going to keep working on is staying engaged in racing, staying engaged in every moment. I remember I hit that triple and I thought, oh man, you know what? That inside line, I should probably take it next lap. Yeah, yeah. And so
Seely used to tell me that he would lose focus in an outdoor moto, not supercross, but outdoor. Seely would tell me, dude, I would just be out there and I'd be like, just mind wandering sometimes. Oh, okay. He's like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Totally. Yeah. I've wandered like some crazy stuff. I remember distinctly one year I was at Junior World Championships. I was like 13 years old, and there was this one section in the back. It was an Italian track. It was spread out so far. It was like quiet back there. And I remember I was replaying in my head the movie Taken, because I just watched it the weekend before. And I was doing that for like three laps. And I realized it in that back corner. I was like, I should probably focus on this race that I'm in. Yeah, so.
All right, well, we're learning. Thanks, man.
Thank you.